What's up, everyone? Mark Lobliner, TigerFitness.com. You know, I offer coaching for competitors, mainly non-competitors, but I have some really studly competitors. One of them is an older gentleman. Don't know if he wants to say his name, but we're actually talking today about prep, and he's getting ready for a show. He's 11 weeks out, and I was talking to him about like things people don't think about before competing. And he's like, yeah, that's a thing. So I wanted to bring these up because a lot of people get into competing and they don't know the weird things that happen that you learn by trial and error. So I have a couple of them I want to go over in this video, and I might do a whole series on this, but I've competed in dozens of shows, losing most of them. But at 41 years old, I finally got my pro card. By the way, my coaching is at marklobliner.com. Whether you compete or you don't compete, I consider myself the best at what I do, but other coaches who are competing against me will disagree. But anyway, there are a couple things that people don't understand. So getting ready for a show, you bring your calories down to a really low level. A lot of times people have trouble pooping as they go into a show, like because your calories are low, and even though you're drinking water, and you try to do your thing, you're just not naturally getting enough fiber. So number one, and this is something that isn't that big of an unknown, you're gonna wanna supplement with a fiber. Now, plenty of options. If I could find one on Tiger Fitness after I film this, I'll link a good option down below. There's other things that work. Another thing you could do is a tablespoon of Metamucil before bed, the sugar-free one. It's basically ground up psyllium. Trader Joe sells a psyllium. I believe it comes out to like 10 or 15 grams of fiber. I like to take a tablespoon before bed. I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth, and I'm ready to go. So I do that year round, is I'll take a fiber supplement before bed. Many different options, right? I'll link one down below if I can find one. So going into the show, so you've starved and starved and starved, then you cut water or you decrease your water intake. So things aren't moving as well. You're not training as hard because you're going into the show. So you don't need your body refill, and you're bringing in all these carbohydrates, and a lot of them aren't very fiber rich. You're bringing a lot of rice, which doesn't have much fiber, if any fiber at all. White rice is no fiber, or rice cakes, no fiber. So you're getting very little fiber, and I'm not going to say what you should. It's up to you and your coach. I don't have my clients take a fiber the night before a show. I don't want any bloating. I want your stomach as small as possible. So what'll happen is you're going to be constipated. So a lot of people don't talk about this, but nothing's worse than having to poop and feeling like you have a little food baby in your stomach. So that's why the night before, the morning of a show, before you start everything and the tanning and this and that, your final coat, suppositories, man. That's right. I shove things in my butt before I get on stage. And generally speaking, I tell my clients if they can't naturally poop, there's no way between my, I'm really nervous before shows. And I have to pack in a lot of carbohydrate because my metabolism's so fast. And I get constipated as all get out. And there's a Dulcolax makes a medicated one, which also has something else in there. I don't know what it is. That one doesn't work for me. Good old fashioned glycerin suppositories. Pop one in there and you're going to feel immediately like, I think I have to go to the bathroom, but hold that in. Just hold it in. And then your body's going to know. And the glycerin melts and there you go. So there's number one is suppositories. Keep them on hand because nothing's worse than having to poop. And here's something that's just as bad. You get backstage. Your tan is done. Your butt, because you know what? If you're competing in bodybuilding, you're going to show some glutes. And you get backstage and you didn't get it all out in the morning. And you're back there and you get the feeling. You get the rumble in the jungle, man. And you're like, hot to shit. So you pull down your tights. You line the toilet with toilet paper because the tan will get on the toilet and you just don't want to do that. And it's, or it's a public toilet. You don't want your butt touching that nasty shit, you know? So you sit down and you poop. Then you're either getting off the toilet seat or peeling the toilet paper or the toilet liner off your butt. And then you notice there's a ring around your butt cheeks where your tights aren't covering. So you literally have all this tan and then this toilet line around your lower ass cheeks. It looks terrible. And you're not going to high drop. You're going to sit on the toilet. Like high dropping, I can't do it. I need to sit down. I need to read a good book or check my texts or something. I can't get a good BM with that. So yeah, you're not high dropping, right? And you're going to screw up your tan. You pull down your tights completely and there you are. Got a big ring around your butt. And I've had that happen on stage before. Here's another thing that happens when you pull your tights all the way down. This is for men. Obviously, women are a little different because you don't have penises. There's a lot of difference. No matter what they tell you, penises and vaginas are different. Sorry, YouTube. Please don't demonetize this video, but they're different. Like, I can't turn my penis. Well, I guess you can do some things. But anyway, so like, another thing that can happen, you have your pants pulled all the way down. This probably happens in real life, full disclosure. Like the penis is an outie and that thing can do different things. It can move around and you might have a little droplet on the tip when you stand up. A little droplet. You stand up and that droplet, it hits your thigh. You're like, what do I do? So you dab it. And that little bit of water is enough to make your tan in that area completely wrong. It just screws it all up. That little droplet of water, that little bit of pee you got on your leg, and men, you've all done, don't look at me like you, don't give me that look. And women, just being real, there's no way to completely de-pee unless you come out of the shower and you wipe it. Like, you go pee, there's going to be pee remnants. So you just have a little droplet right there, screws up your tan. Then if you don't notice it, you're going to go on stage. I've done this, full disclosure. And I'll see it in pictures and no one else, thank God, has pointed it out where I'm like, I got some pee on my leg. So then you go backstage and you go to the tanning people and you're like, if they did your tan, you're like, hey, got a spot right there. And they know deep down inside that you peed on your leg. Now, if you're peeing standing up, you pee, and then before any little remnant droplets can come out, you put the trunks over it. You're good to go. But if you're sitting down and peeing and you're a man, there's a chance the fire hose might leak, and that'll screw up your entire tan. So remember, guys, you got to get out all the poop before the show. If you are dry, if your stomach is lean, there's a good chance you won't be able to poop. So the moral of the story is going into the show, fiber helps, fiber supplements. I use them because, again, your calories get so low that you just might not get the fiber that your body's accustomed to. Before the show, you're dehydrated, you're nervous. It's a chance you won't be able to poop. So my recommendation for this video, if you're looking at competing, what I'm letting y'all know who don't compete, you look at that stage and chances are that man stuck a suppository in his butthole. If he didn't, then he's probably either constipated or he messed up his tan with a pee droplet. Anyway, non-competitors, how does this make you feel? Is bodybuilding even more weird than you thought? We're voluntarily sticking things in our butthole. For competitors, I want to hear your stories. I want you to comment down below. I want to know if you've ever had ring around the butt cheek. I want to know if you've ever had the stray pee drop that got away from you. Anyway, comment down below, let me know. But I have huge news. Huge news. MTS Nutrition Machine Whey is back in stock. Went out because we're converting to a new size. We got 2, 4, and 6 pound bundles. I just got a comment on Instagram that was awesome. Guys, like, you know what? I thought I'd be bad. Because I used to buy the 5-pounder and just suffer, not suffer, but just get one flavor. Like, look, man, I'm a whey aficionado. It's what I do for a living. And when you buy 5 pounds of one flavor, you're like, man, I wish I had a different flavor. But the good news is we kept with the 6-pound bundle, the price per pound is the same as buying a 5-pounder. So instead of 5 pounds of one flavor for a certain price per pound, you get 3 flavors if you want. Chocolate, vanilla, ice cream sandwich. So if you have 3 shakes a day, you can have 3 different flavors for the same price as a single 5-pounder. Anyway, go to tigerfitness.com now. Get your MTS Nutrition Machine whey. It's in stock. We have ice cream sandwich, vanilla, chocolate, birthday cake, and blueberry muffin in now. We're getting in cookies and cream and then a bunch of other flavors. We'll be up to 10 flavors before you know. But don't wait. Go now because I know you missed that MTS whey. Go now. Anyway, thank you so much for watching, guys. Be sure to comment down below. It helps me, the algorithm. And man, I love y'all. But I want you to subscribe to this channel. But if you don't subscribe to this channel, one way you can still be very, very nice to me is go to tigerfitness.com in addition to MTS Whey, the greatest multivitamin ever created, immortal, in stock right now. Buy them both. Thank you so much for watching, guys. I'm Mark Lobunner. That's not a game.